This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As coronavirus cases rise, health officials are looking squarely at the Delta variant, and they're urging people to act fast. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick. Very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same from the nation's top Democrat.
Get vaccinated.
To Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The most comprehensive research yet estimates India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic were a staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead was a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated. A report released on Tuesday estimates that the excess deaths to be 3.4 million to 4.7 million since the pandemic began through last month. It calculated its figures by comparing deaths to those in pre-pandemic years, considering the virus prevalence in the population. This is VOA News. China has rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system. A foreign ministry spokesperson complained Tuesday that Chinese entities have been hurt by U.S. government cyber attacks. The spokesperson demanded Washington drop the charges announced against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blamed Chinese government-linked hackers for ransomware attacks increased political pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but it didn't include any sanctions. China on Wednesday upgraded its emergency response to floods from level 3 to level 2 as heavy downpours ravaged the central province of Henan. And according to the Ministry of Emergency Management, torrential rains have lashed the western, or I should say central western and northern regions of Henan since July 17th and continue to wreak havoc as of Tuesday afternoon. Some rivers in the province, including tributaries of the Yellow and other rivers, have seen their water levels exceed warning levels. Continued rainfalls are expected to trigger sharp water level rises and flooding over the next 3 days. According to the Meteorological Department, on Tuesday, average rainfall over a 24-hour period reached 253 millimeters. Rockets hit the Afghan capital on Tuesday, landing near the presidential palace during prayers for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. And the rockets, three of them, landed outside the palace, according to an Interior Ministry spokesperson. The attack interrupted an outdoor gathering for prayers in the palace compound attended by the president, Ashraf Ghani. Insecurity has been growing in Afghanistan, largely spurred by fighting in its provinces as foreign troops withdraw and Taliban insurgents lost and launch major offenses, taking districts and border crossings. Unlike some previous years, the Taliban did not declare a ceasefire during the holiday this year. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.